This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Friday, September 18th, 2015. Wayne Madsen is going to be joining us in the next segment. We're going to talk to him about the Republican debate and a variety of issues. Of course, the other thing that happened this week was the Federal Open Market Committee of the Federal Reserve. They had been selling a story, essentially, that implied they were going to raise interest rates. They've been lowering them for quite some time, as a matter of fact, since the economic crash back in 2008. They want to say that that was all George W. Bush's fault. I think it was really predicated by the Federal Reserve. I'm not saying that Bush was a great president by any means, but we need to understand that it is the Federal Reserve and the bankers that Bush and others have complicitly let do this that are really manipulating the economy. We had in the debate a silly question that I think the candidates should have stood up and said, "We're trying to discuss serious issues in this country. I refuse to answer that question." Who should be the new face on the $10 bill? Understand that they have destroyed 99% of the value of the dollar. Who cares what clown face they put on it? It has the purchasing price of a penny 100 years ago since we created the Federal Reserve. So the Federal Reserve comes out and says that they're not going to raise interest rates. Wall Street fell this morning about 1%. They had been stocks had been rising on anticipation that the Federal Reserve would raise interest rates. So there you go. You know, bad news for the country is always good news for Wall Street, evidently. Asian stocks, however, were higher. They are happy that it looks like this extend and pretend is going to go on a little bit longer. They have now, this economic bubble has dodged another pen. Another story that's up on Infowars.com, New York Police Department Union President Patrick Lynch says only police are qualified to judge the actions of the police. Citizens are increasingly being removed from the decision-making process. That's right. They're going to do whatever they wish. Along those lines, we're going to talk about what was not mentioned in the GOP debate, and that, of course, is the war on private property that goes by the name of the war on drugs. You would think, perhaps, wouldn't you, that the GOP, that is all about private property and taxes, that's one of the few rights that they seem to recognize. And yet, through Ronald Reagan's civil asset forfeiture program, since that's been in place, they have been stealing people's property. Law enforcement is basically funding themselves in many jurisdictions. And now that there's a pushback in California and some other states to try to rein in this literal highway robbery, this literal theft by the police, they've turned, this is the way it corrupts our government to have prohibition. It's turned the police into outright thieves. That's the way many of them fund their departments, as I mentioned. You don't get due process that's guaranteed. You're not convicted in a court of your peers. Instead, what they do is they seize your property, never charging you with a crime. They call it civil, which means that you have to take them to court and sue them civilly in order to get your property back. That's one of the lies about this, that it's a civil action. The other lie is that they charge the property itself with committing a crime. But of course, whether it's that or whether it's the abuse that is committed on citizens, both of those are being driven from the federal government, from Homeland Security, by the Department of Justice, by others who are now trying to stop any blocking of civil asset forfeiture. They're now trying to stop any accountability of police who are out of control. As we've mentioned many times, the police, like any other profession, is going to have good people and it's going to have bad people in it. Frank Serpico said that. He said, you're always going to have bad people. The question is, what do you do? Do you purge the bad people or do you defend them? If you purge them, you improve the system. If you protect them, you create systemic corruption. And that's what we have with the New York Police Union saying nobody is going to judge us but the police. There you go. We'll be right back with Wayne Madsen. Stay with us.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, on this Friday, September 18th, 2015. Joining us now is Wayne Madsen. He's a regular contributor to InfoWars.com. We're going to talk to him. He recently spoke to a 9/11 conference in the Northeast. He's going to talk to us about 28pages.org, as well as what we were just talking to Paul Joseph Watson about. He has information about what's going on in the Northeast with massive immigration from Muslims. We have massive immigration from all over the world into the United States. And, of course, the problem is that there's no effort to try to assimilate anyone. We have this article from the New York Times today, which is saying the White House campaign urges legal immigrants to become voting citizens. This is something we've been telling you for a very long time, but I guess now you can believe it since the New York Times is saying that, okay? We were conspiracy theorists when we said that Obama is opening up the borders to bring in immigrants who will vote for him, and he's going to register them, make it possible for them to vote before the next election. We were telling you that. Because we are not conspiracy theorists, we're conspiracy analysts, okay? And the conspiracy is on Obama's side, okay? It's not in our mind. We're telling you this a very long time. We were telling you that the U.S. was equipping and training ISIS. It's now being reported by the mainstream media all over the place, totally ignored in the GOP debate, of course. But what they're saying about this urging legal immigrants to become voting citizens, Obama's doing far more than that. The New York Times reports White House officials announced the start of a nationwide campaign on Thursday to encourage legal immigrants to become American citizens. They say it could add millions of voters to the electorate in time for the presidential election next year. Of course, everybody admits and understands that they will all be voting Democrat for the most part. 8.8 million legal residents, they say, in the country are eligible to become citizens. White House officials say they were trying to make it easier to complete the final steps for citizenship. You know, the first steps are you just walk over an open border because he's incentivized a massive welfare state for you, done things like a war on drugs in your country to destroy your economy, to make it incredibly violent, and then come over here because we got this pot of gold on the other side of the river. So those are the first steps. The final steps are this. They will offer practice tests on cell phones for the civics exam that immigrants must pass. And I guess the question is that going to be in English or is that going to be in any their choice of 80 languages, like they get their choice of education? They also say that they will hold preparatory workshops in rural areas. Applicants will also be able to pay the fee, still a hefty $680, they say. That's all it costs to come into America and become a citizen. It costs nothing to come into America, but you know, if you want a citizenship, you can buy it for $680 and pass a test that they will help you pass. And oh, by the way, you can put that now on a credit card, you know, citizenship and welfare with the easy payment plan. They say the White House is working with regional immigrant groups as well to organize more than 70 citizenship workshops and 200 naturalization ceremonies in the coming week alone. And they're getting high name celebrity profiles like Fernando Valenzuela, Mexican born pitcher for the LA Dodgers, as citizenship ambassadors. That's it. So we're going to talk to Wayne Madsen about that, as well as the 9/11 conference that he was at. Of course, we've had the money bomb for the last couple of days. We have now extended those specials. We are going to extend that until we hit our goal of $1 million. Thank you so much for supporting that. And we are extending as a thank you to you free shipping through midnight tonight, as well as the discounts on the products that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. Of course, one of those is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We still have that as a 15% discount along with the free shipping. That's our Ultra Pure Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, harvested from deep earth crystals 8,000 feet below the earth's surface. We're bringing this ultra-pure, ultra-powerful iodine to you at the most affordable prices out there, and it's even more affordable now. 15% off, free shipping. This will sell out this weekend. The elite know that you need iodine to live. That's why they took it out of the food supply. That's why we're buying up iodine supplies around the world, and we're making that available to you for your health and for your preparation. Now is a good time to stock up. Free shipping, 15% off. It will be out of stock this weekend. We've already run out of stock on Deep Cleanse and Super Male as part of the Money Bomb specials that we've offered on our site. You'll also see Brain Force and Silver Bullet for 20% off. You'll see Oxy Powder and Secret 12 for 15% off. Let's go to, and again, that's InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go to Wayne Madsen now. And thank you for joining us, Wayne.
Hi, good to be with you.
Tell us about the 9/11 conference that you were speaking at last week.
Well, the theme of this year's conference, and it was in New York at the West Park Presbyterian Church on the west side of Manhattan, it concentrated on these 28 still classified pages from the Joint Congressional Inquiry on the Failures of Intelligence before 9/11. Now, the former chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, former Senator Bob Graham of Florida, has urged the administration to release these 28 pages, as have a bipartisan group of senators and members of the House, including Senator Rand Paul, Senator from New York Kirsten Gillibrand, Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, and on the House side, Republican representatives Walter Jones, Thomas Massey of Kentucky, and Democratic Representative Stephen Lynch of Massachusetts. And look, the release of these pages is not going to solve the crime of 9/11, but it's certainly going to start opening up some doors to allow 9/11 researchers to proceed with the what the 9/11 Commission failed to do was investigate the reasons and the cause of 9/11. All they had to offer was what the country had to do to further destroy our Bill of Rights, our constitutional rights. So it's a step. It's a step in the right direction. Some people think it's a diversion. That was not the theme at the conference. We, of course, heard from author and Professor Lance DeHaven Smith from Florida State University, who, of course, has done an awful lot on not conspiracy theory, but as you mentioned earlier, conspiracy analysis. And he considers these types of crimes to be called, he calls them state crimes against democracy, or SCAD, S-C-A-D.
Precisely. When we have them selling us a national security state, which has become a religion post 9/11. You know, yesterday was Constitution Day. I tweeted out, Wayne, I said, you know, we enacted a constitution, a declaration of independence to declare our independence from kings. But post 9/11, our rulers used that to publicly shred the Constitution and declare their independence from a rule of law. If they are going to do that, here we are 14 years later, they won't tell us what they said they did wrong. We can't know right. about that. But right. we're supposed to trust them. We're supposed to turn over all of our freedoms. We're supposed to overturn and destroy the legal system. We're supposed to overturn and destroy law enforcement that we used to have in this country. To the however they say to do this, because they just invoke the magic words of national security. I talked to Thomas Drake, who's one of the NSA whistleblowers, and he said, look, before 9/11, they were deliberately telling people, downplaying any intel that they would get about terrorism. They didn't want them looking at that. Now, we can draw our own conclusions about that. He's not going to draw the conclusions for people, but he will tell people what was going on with that. They were deliberately downplaying it, and then immediately after 9/11, they play that up to completely remake everything. We need to see what they don't want us to see. That's one of the key things that has happened, of course, has been the secret government that doesn't tell us anything that they're doing. We don't have a right to know anything about what our government is doing, whether it's trade treaties. We're not stakeholders anymore. They've made that very clear. We need to see what their so-called incompetence is, even if it's their official story, because we've seen lie after lie after lie in their official conspiracy theory.
Right. And we also heard from John Perkins, who, of course, his seminal work, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, really exposed the deep state. And he spoke a lot about what he used to be involved with on behalf of the Wall Street bankers and the Central Intelligence Agency in overthrowing foreign governments, and suggest that that's absolutely what occurred on 9/11. So this sort of discipline of research is starting to, it's going mainstream. The other important thing is the presidential candidates are starting to, they're starting to ask them questions about where they stand on releasing the 28 pages. Apparently Carly Fiorina was asked, and she said she's in favor of it. And Jeb Bush, of course, was asked about it, and he said he didn't know what the 28 pages were. Of course, we would get that from him. He hasn't really come clean on what he was doing on 9/11 himself. When he was
ask him where his brother Marvin was. Okay.
Yeah. Well, Jeb also wants Margaret Thatcher on the U.S. $10 bill. I think Jeb is very confused, and once again shows what happens when there's a lot of incest in a blue blood family from originally from Connecticut.
Well, you know, Wayne, he said, Margaret Thatcher goes, well, of course, that'd be illegal, but what the heck? And as my son said, yeah, since when has the law ever constrained anyone in the Bush family? That's not even a joke anymore. I mean, that's the reality of it. You know, they call him, as he said, they call me Jeb. I earned that. That was, I thought, the best line from the very first GOP debate. I still want to know, and that would be the question I would ask him, is that what does it mean to be a Jeb, and how does one earn that title?
Well, right, and he won't even use his last name. He uses Jeb with an exclamation point following. Yeah. It sort of reminds me of that the guy, the rock star who came up with this weird symbol, and he said, I'm the rock star formerly known as Prince. So I guess Jeb is the politician formerly known as Bush.
That's right. Well, we all know why he would want to avoid that last name. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Wayne Madsen.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Wayne Madsen. I want to get back to Wayne and ask him a little bit more about the 28 pages. I want to get his comment on what Jeb exclamation mark said the other night at the GOP debate. Before I do, I was just handed this note by Nico, our producer. There is a flash show special that we're doing. In addition to the free shipping, we're now doing a show special, and that is 25% off Survival Shield X2. I just put that out there as 15% off. They've increased that to 25% off of both Survival Shield X2 and DNA Force. Again, X2 is our nascent iodine, super high-quality nascent iodine formulation harvested from 8,000 feet below the Earth's surface. DNA Force is an exclusive antioxidant formula loaded with the compound BioPQQ, which is backed by 175 clinical studies. Both of those are available at 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. That's a show special. And again, that is with free shipping. That is part of our thank you for your support over the years, part of our Money Bomb specials. Wayne, when we had the debate the other night, one of the things that they were talking about, of course, was the decision to go into Iraq, which everybody can look at right now and pretty much understand was a big mistake. Everyone except Jeb Bush, that is, because Jeb Bush defended this and he says, you remember, here's a quote from the transcript. You remember the rubble, I think is what it says. It says that on the transcript. I don't know. I'm assuming he's saying the rubble, but that might be a Bushism or it might be a typo in the transcript. You remember the rumble or the rubble? He said, you remember the firefighter with his arms around it? I guess that's rubble then. He sent a clear signal that the United States would be strong and fight Islamic terrorism. And he did keep us safe. My brother did. Do you think he kept us safe, Wayne? Or have we become much, much more at risk with what's gone on in the Middle East, as well as what's gone on in our own country? The overthrow of the rule of law, the militarization of the police, the destruction of the Constitution and legal system, all of those things have made us more dangerous, in my opinion. I would imagine you would agree.
Yeah, well, Jeb, of course, has been opposed to the legalization of marijuana in the state of Florida.
Yes.
Probably because he wants more of it for himself. It sounds like he's smoking a lot of it, because I don't know how in the world this guy could say his brother W kept us safe, and using the symbology of the collapsed World Trade Center is not the way to say that his brother kept us safe, because his brother ignored repeated warnings about the terrorist attack. We know that from a National Security Council documents and all kinds of reports beforehand. So,
and the stand down of NORAD on that day. I mean, they had a complete collapse of all the systems, so his brother kept us safe. You know,
his brother was more interested in my pet goat in a second grade class in Sarasota, Florida, if I recall correctly. And basically, when Dick Cheney said, don't come back to Washington until later on in the day, Bush, who forgot he was commander in chief, decided to go hide in a hole in the ground in outside Omaha, Nebraska. So
yeah, he wasn't asking where's NORAD, you know, for 100 minutes. It's like, hey, where are the NORAD planes? No, you know, that's one of the things that Gore Vidal said. He said, of course, related to Al Gore family, his dad was highly connected in the military, had set up the NORAD defense system. He said, I knew there was something phony about this because they didn't scramble any planes for an hour and a half. Nothing happened. I mean, obviously, this is a stand down, and obviously, these failures were not only a obvious lie. He can't defend the lies of the Bush administration to get us into Iraq. Even if you start with the lies about 9/11, going to Iraq was another set of fresh new lies that they piled on top of that.
Absolutely. And this is why people like Bush, Jeb Bush says, what 28 pages? He knows full well what's in those 28 pages. He knows it points the finger directly at Bandar, Prince Bandar, the Saudi ambassador to Washington during 9/11, who was so close to his family, the Bush family, they called him Bandar Bush. And when you peel back that onion layer, you're going to find out not only was Prince Bandar involved, but other key members of the Saudi government. And Lindsey Graham, sort of, who's opposed to the release of the 28 pages, kind of slipped up a couple weeks ago when he said release of those pages would put our relationship with our allies, use the plural term allies, in the Middle East region in jeopardy. Well, from what I've gathered, and of course nobody can talk about what's in the 28 pages. Members of Congress can't even take notes.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Yet again, we see that. Stay with us. Can you stay with us, Wayne? Next segment. We're going to come back. I think we're going to be able to keep Wayne Madsen with us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Wayne Madsen. We have him for one more segment. Of course, this is a long segment. I want to talk to Wayne about ISIS. You know, it rhymes with crisis. We got trouble right here in River City. That's what we've been told by the GOP endlessly, pushing ISIS. This is going to, you know, listen to Lindsey Graham. ISIS justifies everything that they do. We can destroy the rule of law. We can spend gazillions of dollars. We can start wars everywhere, you know, because ISIS, that's the magic word. That and national security, just wave those words around with a magic wand, and they have carte blanche to do anything they want. We're going to talk about the phony narrative that we're being fed on ISIS. I want to break down this history, get some commentary from Wayne Madsen, who analyzes this from an intelligence standpoint. It's been a long, long trail of information that we've gotten. Before we do, I just want to let you know again about the hourly special that we have here. It's 25% off Survival Shield X2, nascent iodine, and DNA Force. These are the things that we've been doing as part of our Money Bomb. We've extended the free shipping of the Money Bomb. We are now extending the process of doing some hourly specials throughout the show. This will end in this hour again. DNA Force is an exclusive antioxidant formula loaded with the compound BioPQQ, backed by 175 clinical studies. Listen, we are proud of the ingredients of our products. Unlike the people who are selling you food with GMO and are going to Congress to try to prevent them from telling people what's in their products, we want you to know what's in our products. We want you to know about things like BioPQQ. Look it up. Look at the reviews. See what this does for people, what these clinical studies have shown. See what other people are saying with reviews that are on our site. We don't hide our ingredients. We're proud of them. I would think that people in a market environment, whether they're selling food, whether they're selling supplements, they would want to put stuff in for a competitive advantage that consumers would want. But that's not the way our food system typically works. That's why you need to be careful about what you get. That's why you need to get supplementation. They've taken good stuff like iodine out of the food supply. They try to sneak in things like GMO they know people don't want, and they don't want to have that put on the label. But we are proud of what's in our ingredients. Again, you can get DNA Force as well as Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, both 25% off with this hourly special that's at our store. And again, there's a lot of discounts still set up on things that we have not sold out of yet. Brain Force 20% off, Silver Bullet 20% off, Oxy Powder, and Secret 12. That's our B12 formulation. Those are both 15% off. Free shipping. We are going to keep that through midnight tonight, and Alex has extended these Money Bomb specials until we hit the $1 million mark, but we have a special just for this hour, 25% off Survival Shield X2 and DNA Force. Wayne, just before they had the debate, there was an article from McClatchy that was put up on the Drudge Report. I would think that the GOP candidates would look at the Drudge Report, that Jake Tapper or CNN would look at it. But, of course, there was no mention whatsoever about the revelations that the U.S. military trained the top ISIS commander. And this follows a long train of revelations that have been coming out for a couple of years that we've been covering, that you've been covering. New American has an article about this. They say, first, there was admission that Obama's anti-ISIS coalition had funded and armed various terrorist groups in Syria that went on to become ISIS. That was Joe Biden admitting that when he spoke at Harvard. He admitted that. Then we had the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Martin Dempsey said in Senate testimony that Sunni Arab dictators and Obama's anti-ISIS coalition were not only supporting ISIS, they were funding it. Then we found out from a Freedom of Information Act request in 2012, the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency pointed out that Western powers and their Islamic dictator allies were supporting Islamic terrorists and that they wanted to see a fundamentalist Islamic state created in East Syria. Finally, we had the former chief of the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, go on television, spill the beans on Obama's willful support to Islamic terrorists while distancing himself from the policies. And so this last revelation that we got from McClatchy, which came the day of the debate and was completely ignored about how we trained the top ISIS commander, all of this is being completely ignored, and we have to do everything to get rid of ISIS. Your comments, Wayne.
Well, not only that, yesterday we had General Austin, the commander of the U.S. Special Operations Command, when asked during his testimony before the Congress, how many of these moderate Syrian rebels have you trained? And he said four or five. we've spent hundreds of millions of dollars on training these so-called moderate rebels in Syria, and he said we've trained four or five.
Yeah.
We have not trained any moderate. There are no moderate Syrian rebels. There may be a few, but they're living courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer in four-star hotels in Istanbul and Ankara, Turkey. They're not fighting any wars against Assad's government from the bar at the Intercontinental Hotel in Istanbul. We had Petraeus the other day, the convicted criminal, David Petraeus, suggested the U.S. ally with al-Qaeda. He says this just, a week before the 9/11 observances. And he says we should ally with al-Qaeda to fight ISIL. I got news for this General Petraeus, who was nothing more than a pencil sharpening general, a paper pusher. He didn't see much combat. And when he did get close to it in Iraq, he helped actually train what became al-Qaeda in Iraq. And that morphed into, when they went into Syria, that morphed into ISIL or ISIS, which means there is no difference between al-Qaeda and ISIL. He apparently doesn't know that. Maybe that's why he became the head of the CIA. My dog would do a better job as a CIA director than David Petraeus. Yet we hear John McCain and Lindsey Graham always referring to this convicted criminal Petraeus as they always say, our dear General Petraeus. I'm waiting for the three of them to go start shopping for furniture together at IKEA. The thing is, the current director of the CIA is even worse. John Brennan, who was the CIA station chief in Riyadh in the 90s, he's rumored to have converted. You know, he went to Fordham, so he went to a Jesuit college. But the word is he actually converted to now there's a real question that should be asked. A former FBI agent said that Brennan converted to Islam, and he was actually made the pilgrimage to Mecca.
Really?
Yeah, so his name should be El Hajj John Brennan. He made the pilgrimage, and he's single-handedly has given the Saudis everything they want. He's been providing weapons to ISIL in Iraq and Syria and al-Qaeda and the al-Nusra Front and the Khorasan group, all these radicals. And yet when asked how many moderates the U.S. has trained in Syria, the head of the Special Operation Command said 4 or 5. That's because all the training and money is going to the ISIL group, the beheaders, the rapists, the kidnappers, the murderers, and people that blow up these ancient relics that have survived thousands of years but just can't survive another CIA-funded group.
Well, of course, we have been allied since they created the petrodollar. We've been allied with Saudi Arabia, the most repressive, the most fundamentalist of any of the Islamic regimes, the Wahhabists there in Saudi Arabia. They have more beheadings than ISIS. And with everybody being concerned about the humanitarian crisis that's going on with this war in Syria, did you hear anything in the GOP about Saudi Arabia's invasion of Yemen and targeting civilians in Yemen, their southern neighbor? I didn't hear anything at all about that, Wayne.
No, and we know the Saudis have been lobbying against the release of those 28 pages, and helping them is AIPAC, because when Lindsey Graham said it'll harm U.S. relations with other allies in the region, well, I've heard through the grapevine, people have read that report, the other allies he's referring to is Kuwait. Remember the country the old man Bush went in and saved from Saddam Hussein, Qatar, where we have two major U.S. military bases, and of course Israel, which is a absolute ally of Saudi Arabia, because they want to jointly attack Iran. The truth be said, Iran is one of the most moderate nations in the Middle East. It should be our natural ally. They're fighting ISIL. They're fighting al-Qaeda. They always have. They try to help us fight al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. I don't think we took full advantage of that offer, because Cheney and his neocons would never do any kind of business with Iran. So it's a mess. You know, when Donald Trump says our policy in the Middle East is a mess, he's right. He has the wrong solutions, I'm afraid, for it.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't understand the mess, but he does, at least he understands it's a mess. He doesn't know why there's a mess and what caused the mess.
Well, certainly what you're talking about with Iran should be one of our natural allies. Of course, you know, everybody wants to think about Israel and the Arabs as being antithetical to each other, two opposites. But as we see over and over again, what is sold to us as polar opposites are always on the same side. That's the way our government, the way the CIA operates things. And so, as you pointed out, Israel and Saudi Arabia, the Arabs are working to try to take out Iran and other groups, and they're working against the best interests of the United States. But, of course, Saudi Arabia has the leverage over us of the petrodollar. That's the way that Nixon and Kissinger set all this up once they took us off the gold standard after Bretton Woods. Then they said, okay, our new leverage is going to be the petrodollar. We're going to work with the Saudis. And the Saudis are joined at the hip with the CIA. And I think it's very important for people to understand we've had situations with the Iranians. They want to portray them in the mainstream media as being these radical, crazy people. And yet we shot down a civilian airliner of Iran and they didn't do anything about it. What would we have done if it had been reversed? Of course, we know exactly what would have happened. Many people don't understand what's going on in Iran. They don't understand the history that we had prior to the Ayatollah Khomeini coming to power as a reaction to the Shah of Iran that we put in there. And, of course, you know, we overthrew their government under Mossadegh with a CIA coup. They had an incredibly repressive regime. Wayne, when I was in college, there were a lot of Iranian students in the engineering curriculum that were there. They were protesting with masks over their face because they were concerned about repercussions at home with the Savak. And I said, well, what's that about? And they were telling me about what the Savak, who was trained by the CIA, what they were doing at home. And it's like, I can't believe that at that point in time, that was kind of my awakening as to how repressive and brutal our government can be with these coups and the governments that they institute there. So people, Americans have no understanding of what happened in Iran prior to the takeover of the American embassy. They don't have a historical context.
That's correct. And I mean, you look at the history of U.S. Middle East policy and they talk about blowback. And we certainly saw the blowback in so many respects. The supporting the Mujahideen against the Soviet Union in Afghanistan, when in fact that was the breeding ground where Osama bin Laden and his cohorts became so powerful. There was never any issue between them and the Saudis because the Saudis would pay them money so they would never attack inside the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And we've been just led astray by all these bought and paid for politicians and the media. The media has been absolutely disgusting on this. And now we see the media, instead of asking these candidates during these debates legitimate questions, we see basically what was predicted by the 1970s movie Network. The presidential campaign has been turned into a reality TV show where you don't have political people behind the scenes, coming up with the questions. You got Hollywood directors saying, get the camera on this one, get the camera on that one. And it's just a big Hollywood production. It's a complete waste of time. I wouldn't even watch that debate because, if I want to see that, I'll go back and rewatch the movie Network, which was way ahead of its time.
You know, it was interesting. One of the stories that came out that I thought was pretty funny, Wayne, was Bernie Sanders. They had some of the tweets that he was putting out trolling the Republicans while this was going on. And I strongly disagree with Bernie Sanders. I'm not supporting Bernie Sanders as a presidential candidate. But what he had to say about the GOP debate was spot on. This is what he had to say, Wayne. He said, war, war, war. When do we get to the other major priority? Tax breaks for billionaires. He said, Trump, what a pleasant, humble person. Can't stop saying kind and generous things about his fellow Republicans. And he says, finally, okay, let's vote for Reagan. He sounds better than any of these other guys. I mean, that's basically it. Personal invectives, mostly from Donald Trump. And that's what Jake Tapper was doing. He said, he'd come to people and say, well, you know, Donald Trump said this about you. What do you think about that? I mean, it's like some kind of a silly high school instigator, you know, trying to pit one person against the other. But then the rest of it was Ronald Reagan and let's go to war with the rest of the world.
Right. And it's no different than what Fox did in the last debate. They're both seeing huge ratings as a result of these debates. But people are not being educated. What should happen is the debate should go back to the League of Women Voters. It should go back into a regular political debate format, standard debate rules should apply. If they have a problem with that, go back and look at the Nixon-Kennedy debate, what was moderated by Howard K. Smith. That can be done again. It isn't going to get ratings. It's not going to entertain people, but it's going to maybe start educating people about the choices they have in the next election, because people right now are being entertained and not educated. And I believe that in the older debates from years gone past, the networks ate the advertising time. They actually ran the debate without commercial breaks because they thought it was in the public interest to educate the voting public. That's all been lost with this crazy Hollywood. Because you got to realize both Fox News and CNN are not owned by news companies. They're owned by entertainment conglomerates.
Oh, yeah. That's right, yeah.
And
five of them now.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, it was reported, and they were even admitting it before, that what they wanted was conflict so they could get some sound bites, so they could get an audience. It is a reality TV show. I call it Celebrity Big Brother. Every 4 years, we get to elect another Big Brother. And this is just like that structure where they take one guy goes out every couple of weeks. And we've already had Rick Perry get voted out of Celebrity Big Brother. So now we will see this gradual attrition. And this can go on quite some time with this large a field. They can be taking them out one at a time. The only thing that really changed between the two debates, the first one at Fox and the second one at CNN, was that instead of the anchor putting themselves up there and going head to head with Donald Trump, what they tried to do was mix up Donald Trump with the other candidates instead of like Megyn Kelly aimed her lip gloss at Donald Trump and said, "You don't like women, do you? You know, start a fight, personal fight with him." But that's essentially what's happening. It is a reality show. It's one of the reasons why Donald Trump is doing so well. He's done reality shows for a very long time, been very successful at it. He knows exactly how to do that.
Yes, right. And the other thing they're doing, they're taking candidates who do the earlier, you know, the kiddie debate, and subjectively putting them into the adult debate. What's the ground rules for that? They put Carly Fiorina up there.
We're out of time. Thank you so much.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Maybe my love, maybe
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We were just talking to Wayne Madsen. And as we're ending up talking about the debate, I want to play you this clip from the debate because although there's a lot of nonsense from the debate, I think there is still important things that we can glean from it. Again, the discussion about vaccines, their safety, their efficacy, and most importantly, informed consent and your freedom. Those were all topics that got touched on. Let's hear that clip from the debate.
Hello.
Hey, let's go to what they're saying right now because Donald Trump is making an epic statement about the connection of autism and vaccines.
And I've seen it, and I had my children taken care of over a long period of time, over a 2 or 3 year period of time, same exact amount. But you take this little beautiful baby and you pump. I mean, it looks just like it's meant for a horse, not for a child. And we've had so many instances, people that worked for me just the other day, 2 years old, 2.5 years old, a child, a beautiful child, went to have the vaccine and came back and a week later got a tremendous fever, got very, very sick.
This is
now
great.
Is autistic.
He's doing a great job.
I only say
thank you,
it's
Donald.
Not, I'm in favor of vaccines.
I gotta say thank
over
you
a longer period
this.
Of time,
yep.
Same amount.
Thank you.
Just in little
and
sections.
That's what I said earlier.
Dr.
I agree on that.
Excellent.
I think you're going to see a big impact on autism.
Dr. Carr, yeah. You're going to hear Ben Carson jump in.
Nailed it.
Good job. Vaccine. He didn't backtrack. I like that.
That's right.
He's an okay doctor.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Trust me because I'm a doctor. Come on. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
I don't hear that. I can read the stuff myself, Dr. Ben Carson.
Right.
Read the Constitution, jerk, if you're going to run for president.
There's no autism associated with vaccinations.
Whoa.
But it is true that
documented proof by our paid off scientists.
Period of time.
And paid off by Big Pharma.
Physicians now recognize that. And I think are cutting down on the number and the proximity in which those are done.
And that's
I think
all
that's
I'm saying, Jake. That's
Dr.
all
Paul?
I'm saying.
Well, now they're
like
saying autism is caused by...
let's understand.
They went after the other.
Yeah, let's understand we have such a thing called informed consent, unless we're their slaves,
one
too.
One of the greatest medical discoveries of all time were the vaccines, particularly for smallpox. And if you want to read a story, it's called The Speckled Monster. It's an amazing story. It was all done voluntarily, but people came in by the droves. George Washington wouldn't let his wife visit until she got vaccinated. So I'm all for vaccines, but I'm also for freedom. I'm also a little concerned about how they're bunched up. My kids had all of their vaccines, and even if the science doesn't say bunching them up's a problem, I ought to have the right to spread my vaccines out a little bit at the very least.
That's right.
All right.
Informed
thank you.
Consent.
Coming up,
right.
Jake.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
right.
Governor Huckabee, please.
That's the point. You know what? I disagree with Rand Paul on vaccines, but he nailed it because as a president, what his responsibility is not to decide. Even if he is a doctor, his responsibility is not to decide what's the best for us and make us do it.
Right.
It's his responsibility to make sure he maintains our freedom to make that decision.
It's my job as a person to decide if I want to have a beer, if I decide if I want to go smoke pot, if I want to take a vaccination. It's up to me to decide what goes in my body.
That's right.
Not some president, not some dictator who thinks they can tell me what I can or can't do.
That's
it
right.
Could be up to me. That's the freedom. That's what America's supposed to be about.
And just like Carson, he's like, yeah, maybe we should space them out a little bit more, but what about all the people who took them before that, who are suffering the ill effects of having these things bang, 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 come through in such a tight.
And you're not going to hear all these people who are now singing the praises of vaccines, even Rand Paul and Huckabee. You're not going to hear them talking about when they talk about polio, polio, polio. You're not going to hear them talking about SV40, Simian Virus Number 40, which was put into the vaccines, adulterating the vaccines, exactly causing, and they admitted this, causing cancer. They still continue to use it even after they knew they'd contaminated the vaccines with it. Again, that was live coverage of our debate, our coverage of the live debate as part of the money bomb. That was I was there with Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, and Joe Biggs. We were commenting on the debate as it happened. Again, that was SV40 that they put into the polio vaccine that everybody wants to use as the poster child. It's our decision. The science is not settled because the vaccines are not settled. They're constantly changing them. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything right now. you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.